press release came through that the Calgary Stampeders coming to terms with two of their three quarterbacks. A week ago, we were talking about Adrian McPherson. And then yesterday, deals getting done with Drew Tate and our next guest. So the three-man group looks to be very well intact. Bo Levi Mitchell is one of the three and joins us right now on the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Bo, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Not as good as you, apparently, as you've got a fat wallet. Congratulations. How does it feel?
It feels good just to get the deal done and, you know, get it out of the way and just be able to focus on off-season training.
This was probably one of those things that I'm guessing, and you can tell me, never really in doubt, right? It was just a matter of getting things together, getting the paperwork done. There was never any doubt that this was going to happen, right?
Not with this organization. I mean, these guys, they're so on the ball with getting everybody's deals done, making sure they take care of their guys. And, both sides are always end up happy with them. That's the biggest thing about the St. Peter organization. And, you know, they just make sure they get the deal done and that, you know, everybody's happy. And so it was good.
How would you describe your time as a Stampeder? Because, I mean, man, sometimes I would guess it's got to be awesome because, you're 3-0, you've had great success, you've had, 10 touchdowns, everything's been good when you get on the field. It's getting on the field that's been kind of the issue because of the depth of quarterback and the way things have gone. Have you been frustrated at all in kind of the lack of opportunity there is, but yet at the same time it seems like there's a lot of opportunity?
Not at all. I mean, I'm a part of a good team that has some great players on it. And, I can't complain about that at all, not one bit. We made a great cup run my first year, and second year we go 14-4. So I'm not going to sit here and complain when we're winning, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You got to be happy about it. That's the main thing, is to make sure your team is winning football, and we are.
The one knack that you seem to have is the ability to be ready, or the readiness to get into the game and play well when you're called upon. Is that one of the biggest challenges about whether you're a backup or whether you're the third string guy or whatever you are? You need to be ready to go at a moment's notice, whether it's because of performance or injury, and you've shown a knack for that. How tough is that?
It's not as much tough as it is fun. I think a lot of guys in the league, they just can't wait for the opportunity to get in. And I think Dave just does a great job preparing us and making sure that, when our number is called upon, that we're ready to go. So, it makes it easy just to get in there and, once your number is finally called, just to, be excited about it, go out there and have fun with the guys and go win some football games.
Tell me about your relationship with John Huffnagel. A lot of times, I know when you have a head coach, and certainly in football, there's so many different coaches and so many different, players. It's a big group. A lot of guys are happy if they never hear from their head coach. Then it's a good news thing, right? What's your relationship like with Huff?
Oh, it's great. Huff's one of those guys that, he has a presence when he walks into a room. And that's one of the biggest things with him, is to make sure you respect him. He'll show you respect. He's one of those guys that's gonna show you when he's mad, but it's for good reason. And the biggest thing about, with Huff is he's got the formula to winning football. He really does, and he always harps on that and, talks to us about that. But honestly, his relationship with everybody on the team is amazing. When he sits in the room to talk, everybody's gonna listen, they're gonna take notes. And, we're going to do what we can for him to make sure we win football games on Friday and Saturday.
Bo Levi Mitchell, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. I guess probably the guy you'd have more conversation and dealings with would be your offensive coordinator, and that's Dave Dickinson. He's also obviously very well-schooled in what it takes to be the quarterback, to be a quarterback and to play the position in the league. How much time do you spend? Because obviously you're looking at film and you're getting ready for the next opponent and all of that, but what makes Dave Dickinson as strong and well-respected a guy as he is?
Probably the fact that he can still put the helmet on and play. You look at, guys coming back into the league right now, I think Dave's one of those guys that can still do it just because of the work he puts in. You see him in the film room nonstop. Every time you see him, you can try and have a conversation with him about, something else in life, but within about 5 minutes, it's going to turn to the football game that week. So it's always fun. It's always upbeat, and that's one thing that he's big on, is just being comfortable inside the film room, being able to talk, being able to just communicate with the guys, and you know, it's just the effort he puts in, it makes you want to work that much harder. You know, I can try as hard as I can to watch more film than him, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna know every single thing there is to know about that team, and you know, that's why we work so well as an offense.
Are you a film guy? I know there's a lot of quarterbacks like, just let me play. I could take or leave. Are you a guy that gets a lot out of film sessions?
Absolutely. You have to be. In professional football, you can't not be a film guy. And if somebody tells you they're not, they're lying to you. You have to be able to, you know, find those small things that a defense doesn't know they're showing you. And, you know, he's definitely somebody that can help us point those things out.
It's all starting to come together for the 2014 season. You and Drew have new contracts. Adrian McPherson comes in. Jeff Fuller got his deal done. I know that Maurice Price is coming back. Nick Lewis is rehabbing hard, and he's going to be ready to go once again. And we know that the run game is in good stead, as Martell Mallett has signed on, and you've got the best running back in the league from a year ago. Got to be exciting as a quarterback to have all of these weapons. You probably can't wait for training camp to hit.
Oh, I can't wait at all. I mean, we got a lot of guys coming back. You know, obviously we lost a couple guys, and that's just a part of the game. It's going to happen every single year, and you're not going to be able to predict who they're going to be, honestly. But we have a lot of good guys coming back, and, you know, I think the main thing that at least I'm looking at, and I know a lot of the guys are looking at when they're in the offseason training regimen, is not to go 14-4 and not to go worse, but to do better. You know, not to look just a repeat last season, but to see what we can do to make that season better. You know, because we have a lot of the same guys coming back, and, you know, there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to do the same thing.
Did you ever find out if you were protected in that expansion draft?
No, they kind of kept to themselves.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the teams probably didn't want to put it out there and say, you're protected, you're not protected. So, you know, you just kind of find out whether or not you are by how you're getting taken, I guess.
It was probably you, though, right? It was probably you.
You never know.
So, what's the mindset? And I know what it's going to be. I want to come in. I'm going to fight for that number one job. I want to be the number one. What have you been told by either John or the team as to what to be ready for? And what's your expectation as far as the number one quarterback spot is for this coming year?
Competition. You know, we got to go out and compete for it. I've been told that. We have three, you know, strong quarterbacks, and just like we did last year, we're all going to come in and, you know, see who can take the job. And that's, you know, that's what football is right there, and that's what makes it fun. And honestly, it's going to make all three of us better. The more we go in there and compete and try to take that job, we're going to get that much better, and it's going to make the guys around us that much better. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
You're an intriguing guy because you've not really been given the ball for any amount of time. It was Kevin Glenn's, you know, first it was Henry, then it was Drew, then it was Kevin. You're kind of the only guy that hasn't been given the ball for any amount of time. And you got to think, it's like, let me start three or four in a row so I can get some momentum and get into that rhythm and the feel and not have to worry about whether I'm in or I'm out. And I mean, to some degree, that has to have been frustrating too, right? It's got to be something that you think maybe this year's finally your year.
Frustrating the fact that, you know, I think that everybody in the league, we want to be in the game. You know, there's a reason we're here in professional football at the CFL. It's because we have that drive and that fight to, no matter what, want to be in that game, because we think if we're in there, you know, we can make the game that much better. And if you don't believe that, you know, something wrong with you. That's the biggest thing for me, is that, you know, I want that football in my hands in that last drive with, you know, the minutes running down and we're down by six. You know, that's what you want. You should thrive to be in those positions. So, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating the fact that, you know, that if you were losing, then maybe you have something to worry about and say, well, I wish it could have been me on this and that. But, you know, we were winning football games, and we were coming from behind and you know, blowing guys out. So we were having a lot of fun last year.
How hard was it? No, and there's no guarantees in sport. But if you guys beat Saskatchewan in that West Final with the way the Grey Cup game went, you got to feel like if you'd have beat Saskatchewan, you'd have probably won in the Grey Cup as well. I mean, how bitter a taste do you have, not only from that West Final, but the way the whole championship played out?
Just upset in the fact of how we played football that day. You know, we hadn't been a big turnover team all year, and that's something that, you know, we focus on it really hard and practice every single day, and we talk about it all the time. I think we might let it get away from us, that maybe that we could practice. But, you know, obviously we showed in the game. We just couldn't take care of the football like we should have. You know, but that's something guys are looking past. You know, yeah, you're bitter on it for that week. But it is something you work an entire year for. You know, so once you get there and just to let it slip through your fingers like that in such fashion, you know, it hurts. But, you know, that's the beauty thing about football is, and, you know, you got the next week you got another game to play, or I guess in this case, the next year.
Yeah. Bo Levi Mitchell, signing on with the Calgary Stampeders, a contract extension official yesterday, is our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Bo, just wondering how much football you're watching these days. We had an unbelievable Rose Bowl for the BCS Championship before they moved to the college playoff, and four teams left with pretty good quarterbacking talent in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm watching every single day. You know, every single day I can. You know, listen to guys like y'all talking about football all the time. You know, it's just part of my life.
Who do you like? Because the AFC's got a couple of the old guard in terms of the pocket passers, and the NFC, you've got two young athletic guys.
I actually talked about this last night. I'm taking Manning this time. I'm taking the Broncos. I know that, you know, Brady's had his number in the past, especially if you look at the wins and losses against those guys, especially in the playoffs. But I just think that Manning's got such good weapons around him this year. Obviously, you see what he's been doing. You know, I can't really vote against them right now because I just don't think the Braves have the same weapons on offense, and I think their defense doesn't look as stout right now. And then with the other guys, I got to go with the Seahawks. You know, I went to the game from Seahawks St. Louis, and that stadium presence is what causes, you know, six personal fouls in one game for the Rams. And I think that the 49ers have been outscored in Seahawks Stadium like 70-16 or something like that this year. So obviously they don't like going there to play. So those are the two I'm going to take.
Is that the toughest environment to play football in anywhere on earth?
Ah, man, that I've been through, I got to say, yeah. I've never heard fans like that. You know, I'm one of those guys that, and I'm sure a lot of the guys in the league will tell you this, that when you walk out into the field, the crowd just kind of goes away, and it's just a big football field pasture. Man, those guys, they can get loud. They can get rowdy, too, especially when you make a mistake on an offensive defense, or, you know, defense makes a huge sack or a turnover, and they get loud. And you see those guys, it gets to them. I mean, O-line jumping off sides, quarterbacks not able to communicate with their receivers and running backs, which makes it hard for their defense to communicate as well. So it'll be fun to watch. But, you know, I think Russell Wilson, his ability as a pocket passer and to scramble to throw the ball is so amazing. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
So who is your team? What's your team?
Oh, Broncos and Seahawks.
Yeah. No, the teams you cheer for. Who are your teams?
The team I cheer for, unfortunately, this year is the Texans.
Yeah.
I'm a hometown guy. But, you know, we got a first draft pick this year, so I guess that's good.
How did that go so wrong for the Texans this year?
Oh, man. You know, it's hard to say, especially for how well we were doing and how fast we were coming back up in the playoff teams and one of the stronger teams in the league, especially our running game. You know, I think you gave a lot of money to a guy that was towards the end of his career, maybe in shop. I guess that showed a little bit this year, especially in the beginning of the season. And I think, you know, maybe you put Case in a little too early. I think he's a guy that could play in the league. I think that he just got thrown into a starting position very early that he may not have been ready for, but, you know, I think he's a great quarterback, and I think he can do good things in this league. So, you know, I'm not sure if the Texans go that way in the draft. You know, I know they've got some guys that are looking at it, but, you know, I think there's some good players in there, maybe even David Carr's little brother, you know, Derek Carr. You know, he's looking pretty good, and he's one of the best throwers in the draft, I think, but I guess we'll see what happens with him.
So what's the off season for you? What have you been up to?
Just hanging out with my brother, the family. He's got two boys, so I got two new nephews, and, you know, it's just fun hanging out with them and seeing them kind of grow up. But I'm hanging out with my girlfriend and just throwing with my brother, who's a receiver. So we're all down in Spokane, Washington, hanging out. And off-season regimen already started, you know, just starting to ramp it up a little bit more here in the next couple weeks. And in April, go train with the quarterback coach for about a month and then head down to Texas and throw with some of the guys. Fly some of the guys down there and throw with them.
So you're back home in Texas?
No, I'm in Washington right now.
Okay.
I'll fly down to Texas after I train as a quarterback coach in April.
Yeah, jeez. get down to that warm weather, dude.
Seriously.
What are you doing?
You got to stay in the cold. Stay used to it.
Hey, nice.
It's prepping for the CFL postseason next year.
That's November. November football, right? That's what you're looking for. Hey, Bo, thanks, man. Congrats on the deal. And, man, we're going to see you here before we even know it. We're almost halfway through January, so it is coming. Congrats on the deal. We'll see you soon.
Okay, I can't wait. Thanks, guys.
You bet, man. Bo Levi Mitchell of the Calgary Stampeders.